Today, Chartered Accountant Doug Skeet further examines the consolidated financial statement of Massey Holdings Limited down to September of 2019.
What I noted here is that of the total assets, of Massey were $3.7 billion Barbados dollars, but the borrowings, that is the money that borrowed to finance its operations, were $2.2 billion. All right, so if you look at those two numbers, one can say that borrowings are very high. We refer to that as highly leveraged. 60% of the assets of the companies is in borrowings. However, the cash was at a fairly significant amount of cash, so I don't think there's any problem in the company financing the money that it borrowed. All right. So the other thing of significance here is the company has had at the end of, because we are looking at the results for the 12 months ending 30th of September 2019. The total assets of the Massey were $3.7 billion. Revenues were only $3.6 billion. So this company is utilizing a significant amount of assets to generate its revenue. The way we can express that is to say that for every dollar this company has invested in its asset, that dollar has only produced 97 cents of revenues. And that is typical within retail industries. You have a lot of assets, but your revenues are not significant in relation to those assets. The other aspect of this I can point out is another highlight, is the net profit of the company. The company at the end of those 12 months has generated 182 million Barbados dollars in net profit. Now, why that is significant? Why is it significant? It's because if you look at the assets and the revenues, on revenues of $3.6 billion, Barbados dollars, this company has only been able to generate $182 million in net profit. All right? So one can ask, is this the type of entity that you would want to invest in? But again, we're saying it is mainly a retail company, and we know that margins in the retail companies, we talk supermarkets and those margins are very low, they're very depressed, simply because of the competition that companies in the retail sector are exposed to. So it's not surprising that on $3.6 billion of revenue, this company has only been able to generate $182 million. One other thing is of interest here is, you know, Massey is no longer listed on the Barbados Stock Exchange. And I speak, it's not on the Barbados Exchange. I did a check. It's also apparently not on the Jamaica Stock Exchange. So it's only listed on the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange. So again, we have a regional entity, and one would have thought, you know, that these regional entities would be listed on most of the exchanges in the Caribbean, but that is not so. We are seeing that trend developing where more and more of these companies are delisting from most of the stock exchanges and making it very difficult for people, investors in the Caribbean, to really have a good chance to participate in the ownership of their shares.
That's Chartered Accountant Doug Skeet on Sagicor's Early Business.